historic discovery that has the scientific community celebrating. NASA has found life drowned on Mars. Find out what this means for our solar system and if this could lead to the discovery of more extraterrestrial corpses. From The Onion and Onion Public Radio, this is The Topical. I'm Leslie Price, and we are not alone. Stay with us. Let's quickly jump to the story OPR has been following all day. NASA has announced that they've found life drowned on Mars. The monumental discovery came earlier this morning when an orbiter's telescope zeroed in on a bloated specimen in a shallow pool of liquidy substance on the planet's northern lowlands. Here's aerospace engineer Janet Starks talking to the press earlier today at NASA's headquarters.
The moment we saw that life form's frozen face in twisted agony, we knew that we had a definitive indicator of life on the red planet. Seeing those images come in of its eyes bulging out of its head and its body decomposing, it's something that we will never forget here at NASA. Frankly, it moved many of us to tears of joy.
Joining us now from NASA's headquarters is OPR science reporter Rebecca Neal. Rebecca, this is an outstanding discovery.
It sure is, Leslie. The details of these groundbreaking images are truly breathtaking. Its rigor mortis limbs and skeletal structure bursting out of its swollen lungs. Most in the science community have only dreamed of a day like this.
These stunning images are able to provide us critical clues to how this drowned life came to be. For example, the images of the claw marks around the banks of the watery pool tells us that the life form struggled. Additionally, the splash marks around the banks leads us to believe the life form could not swim, so that can only mean that it drowned desperately and most likely over a long period of time. The discoveries we are making here are just beautiful.
Listening to her talk, I can't help but agree. I mean, I'm looking at the images right now, and I am transfixed by how this thing is seemingly ballooned to probably three or four times its size, to the point where its outer skin is about to burst.
I agree, it's mesmerizing.
So this is all remarkable, but what's next?
NASA is moving quickly to build a rover that will be able to travel to the drowned life form to take more detailed photos. Although NASA doesn't want to get its hopes up, they do believe the chances of the rovers running into more drowned life forms is very high.
Keeping our fingers crossed there. OPR's Rebecca Neal. Thanks, Rebecca.
Thanks, Leslie.
Hello, it's me, Jamie Lang, and I've got a new podcast, and this time there are no gimmicks. It's just great company. Because the thing is, I realize the reason I love podcasts so much is because they're a great way to connect with people.
Hello, I'm Youngblood.
Joe Brand.
I'm Paloma Faith.
Jay Blades.
Elizabeth Day.
Zara Larson. Casper
Lee. And I'm Great Company.
Great Company.
Great Company.
Great Company.
Apparently.
It's Great Company with me, Jamie Lang. Coming Wednesday, the 27th of March.
My God, I have it! I have a cure for your lack of coronavirus coverage. Roll up your sleeves, folks, because here it comes. In an effort to help stop the spread of coronavirus and promote social distancing practices, Idaho Governor Brad Little has ordered that the state's one and only restaurant be shut down. The lone eatery will remain closed until further notice from state officials. Restaurants aren't the only ones being hit hard by the coronavirus pandemic. That's why Congress announced it will be allocating an additional $2 trillion in bailout funding to the struggling bailout industry. And finally, the CDC announced today that they are increasing the suggested length of hand-washing time to the duration of roughly one episode of The Topical. Officials added that when it comes to combating the spread of coronavirus, you can never really be too careful, and it doesn't hurt to wash a little longer if you're unsure, like say for the length of two or three episodes, all of which are available wherever you get your podcasts. And that's it for this episode of The Topical. You can go ahead and start drying your hands now. I'm Leslie Price, and I'll be honest, I'm starting to wonder why I'm the only one in the office today. It's not like Labor Day or something, is it? If anyone at OPR knows why no one else is working out of the office today, could you let me know? And definitely let me know if I don't need to come in tomorrow. Would love to get a jump start on my weekend. Anyway, we'll see you next time.